This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
A'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. Has been weeks and weeks and weeks, and it seems like it had been forever since bombs have been raining upon the innocent. And one could not have imagined that we would have to spend this many khutbas just to deal with the pain that is being caused by those who had lost all mercy from their hearts. That you could see all that agony that you are causing, all that suffering, but you're blinded by rage, you're blinded by ethnocentrism, you're blinded by disbelief. Disbelief is a blindness. That you could commit such an act emboldened by the explicit and the tacit approval of so many with power. That emboldens you to continue to slaughter the innocent without the need to apologize or the need to stop or at least the need to set a limit of some sort at a basic moral level. What is your limit? What is your end? And all this had brought to light a need for us to have a paradigm shift. A shift in what we suppose to be true or not, in how we think and how we live our lives. Because to tell you the truth, if whenever this ends, and Allah knows when, but may it be soon. Ameen. But if it ends, in whatever way it ends, in whatever way it settles, if we go back after this to being the same people that we were before it, then not only that we haven't learned a thing from it, but this thing promises to repeat itself because the condition that made it possible will continue to be possible. That this happened because we were a particular thing in this life and not another. We allowed it to happen, right? Collectively, I know that individually we are helpless. Collectively, we allowed it to happen. So if we are collectively exactly the same after it as we were before it, then not only will we see another Gaza take place in Gaza and in Palestine, in Bilad al-Sham, but in every Muslim country awaits us another Gaza where we will be looking and we will not be able to do a thing and people will be slaughtered. So it's important for us to change, but not only change slightly, but to change completely. And one of the things that we have to re-understand is that our identity as Muslims supersedes every other connection or loyalty or allegiance that we have and any other national identity. That you can't sit back and say, what is happening to them concerns them and that's not my concern. Because I was born somewhere else and I speak a different language and I come from a different land. My citizenship is X, but their citizenship is Y. I am not responsible for it. That idea
chips away at your Islamic allegiance and iman. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, لا يؤمن وحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. One of you does not have iman until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Meaning when you don't have that, then your iman is compromised. And you want to increase your iman, then you have to love for them exactly what you would love for yourself. Meaning that if they are assaulted and they love to be championed, you should love that for them as you love it for yourself. If you get attacked and you want somebody's aid, then you must aid them when they get attacked. If somebody kills your child, then you should be as sad for their child as you are sad for their child. If somebody takes your home, then you should be sad for their displacement as you would be sad for your own displacement. But you shouldn't deal with it in terms that are very selfish and self-centered. As long as it did not touch me, then I'm not responsible for it. All of us are responsible for every Muslim life and every inch of a Muslim land, because this is our responsible duty before Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُونَ. He said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, this religion of yours is one, and I am your Rabb, so worship me. Which consequently leads you to believe that if your Rabb is one, and if your religion is one, then the Ummah also needs to be one. Not divided based on color. Not divided based on race or where you have born, when you were born. Not divided based on anything else, but united behind La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, and feeling that that is your top priority. This is how you live, this is how you identify, and this is how you die. Not as an Arab versus not non-Arab. Not as an Egyptian versus an Indian or a Pakistani. No, as someone who says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, because it was an accident that you were born in a particular geography. It doesn't define you. It shouldn't define you. You should be bigger and better than that. At the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, there was an incident, a minor incident, between al-muhajirun wal-ansar, the immigrants and the ansar. So then al-muhajirun said, ya lil-muhajirin, the ansar said, ya lil-ansar. So one of the immigrants said, oh, the immigrants, come and help me. The ansar said, oh, the ansar, come and help me. So they wanted to what? Group against each other, divide each other based on names that in themselves are loved by Allah Azza wa Jal. These designation, al-muhajir wal-ansari, is a beautiful designation. But when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam comes and sees what they are doing, he says, da'uha fa innaha muntina, leave this because it's rotten. When you divide based on these designations, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, it is rotten. And he was able, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, to reconcile them, and they forgot about nazaqatu shaytan, the whispers of shaytan. So when we deal with other Muslims, we deal based on Islam. It doesn't matter to me what a Muslim government is doing and it's not doing. It does not speak on the behalf of the population. It doesn't matter to me on social media if there is an ignorant person claiming to attack other Muslims on behalf of his country. He does not represent that country. Don't be fooled by these tactics. Don't be fooled by these divisions. If the people of Palestine hypothetically had compromised their duty towards Palestine, it becomes your duty. It doesn't matter what they've done or did not do. It is your responsibility as a Muslim. Because we understand in Islam that if a Muslim or Muslims are attacked in a locality and they cannot defend themselves, it becomes an obligation on the adjacent locality to assist them. And if they cannot help them defend themselves, then the adjacent locality and so on and so on, in an ever-expanding circle until that evil is repelled. There is no separation based on these borders that you see today. They don't matter. Al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he was born in Gaza. He goes to Mecca. He learns in Medina. Goes learn in Iraq. Then settles in Egypt and he dies there. He sees no difference between these areas. They are all the same to him. And they should all be the same to you. So don't divide based on jahiliyyah. And understand that Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, hold on to the rope of Allah all together and do not divide. You should understand that as much as you are a good Muslim, you will avoid division. And you should have that as a primary objective. As a Muslim, I will not divide nor inflame tensions between Muslims based on emotions, based on ignorance, based on hearsay and gossip. But rather, my primary duty is to unite all Muslims against the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jalla, as they all unite against you. If you think this is not my concern, look at some of the rallies, look at some of the rhetoric that is attacking the people of Gaza. How it devolves easily from against them to against Arabs to against Muslims to against Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam to against the Quran, because you think you're not involved, you're not part of this. Then why did they all unite against them if the issue was simply a piece of land? Why is it so important? Why would they outlaw demonstrations, punish those who speak against it? Why does it matter so much if the issue is simply a piece of land, a very small piece of land? The issue is not that piece of land. The issue is what it leads to, what it represents, who is being targeted. So you think simply it's Palestinians or people of Gaza, you're mistaken, you haven't seen the whole picture. If you think it's just an Arab matter, you don't really understand it yet. If you understand that it's against Islam, then it will matter to you. Then you'll understand that this is your issue as well. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, it began in Mecca and it ends in Jerusalem. He said, both creation and Islam. He said, rahimahullah, he said, creation, according to some narrations, he said, creation of earth began from Mecca. And the gathering of people for the day of judgment will be in Ash-Sham. And he said, da'wah started in Mecca. That's where La ilaha illallah came. There in Ash-Sham and in Jerusalem. So if you are a believer and this is happening today, your place would be over there, not anywhere else. According to some narrations, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, where are the Arabs then? Meaning the Muslims. He says, there are few, وَجُلُّهُمْ بِبَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ. He says, there are few and most of them are in Jerusalem. So this is, if you have iman, if I have iman, if we have taqwa, that is your land. Doesn't matter where you were born. And your responsibility and your amana, doesn't matter what language you speak or where you come from. So demolish these ideas of borders that they were created for you, not by you. For you, barriers that Allah Azza wa Jalla does not consider, does not look at. And don't let the ignorant turn you against your brothers and your sisters. If they don't want to support, they don't have to. If they are against so and so, they can be that. We don't have time to take us away from our main objective. And the main objective is to champion those who are being bombed every single day and night. That's the main objective at this moment, to make dua for them. And we can't do this if we are divided. So no one understands that there are plots against us whenever something like this happens. Divide them so we can conquer them. Leave these divisions away and adhere to what Allah Azza wa Jalla loves and to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's sunnah, and increase your iman, because with the more iman that you have, the greater clarity you will have in seeing right from wrong and in supporting your brothers and in having the strength to able to continue that support. We can't say that we are experiencing fatigue, we're tired, we don't have time for them. If we don't have patience to simply assist and to make dua, how can we ever demand from them to have patience to protect that land? When they don't have water, they don't have food, they don't have medicine, they don't have hospitals. When they have none of that, and we ask them, be patient. And we can't be patient, and we can't sacrifice, and we got tired already. How do you talking about, well, the army of Salahuddin or similar will come and will change all of that? Imagine an army without patience, without the willingness to sacrifice, without the willingness to lose their lives or their limbs or at least what makes them comfortable. How can things change beyond just wishes if such an army does not have patience? And such an army or such a change is not going to come out of nowhere. It's going to come from within. So this is why we need to change how we think and how we relate. Don't ever say, I'm Egyptian, I'm Moroccan, I am Indian, I am this. And that becomes how you think of yourself. You really then have minimized the gifts of Allah Azza wa Jal and wronged yourself by being less than a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Being a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal and a follower of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam should give you dignity on this earth, and that dignity means that what you believe is superior to everything else. And we don't say this out of blind pride. We say this because that's what we see. That's what we witness. Whichever or whatever belief there is beside this has failed to protect, has failed to guide. Because they've been given the chance. And they told us and they lied to us about all of their ideals. And we see that they lied and they continue to lie. When we're talking about boycotting what serves to aid that aggression, products, drinks, fast food chains, what is even more important than that, and that in itself is important, but what is even more important than that is to boycott the ideas that produced all of this. Not just simply the product, but the ideas themselves. To boycott what spreads those ideas. So am I going to continue to consume Hollywood after this? Will I continue to see their series and their movies and their narratives and what they consider to be important and what they want to feed to us and all these ideals that they hide in and they corrupt with our minds and the minds of our children? Will I continue to be a consumer of all of this? Or is it time for me to boycott all of that as I'm boycotting the physical products? And I'm not only singling out Hollywood. Bollywood is also a culprit. It's not only about West, But if you're still watching Bollywood and all of their songs and dancing and enjoying that, then you're living a trivial life, an unimportant life. After all of this, we're still gonna subscribe to the message of another nation that demeans what we believe. We have to have dignity on earth, because if we don't have dignity, no one is gonna give it to us. So where is the dignity then? The dignity is in believing that every word that Allah spoke is the truth and His promise is true. The dignity then, the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, is superior to anything else that people say. And if they contradict it, they are wrong. To have confidence in all of this, to believe that our success is in not imitating West or East, but in imitating Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning, do you believe this or not? If we believe this, why have we not followed it? You can't wait until you are bombed to wake up. It can't happen. You have to protect yourself, because it's creeping towards us. Before it happens to you, or to your child, or to your grandchild, and it's not easily reversed, let's reverse what is wrong within us, so we're not easy targets, we're not easily manipulated. You cannot be a secular Muslim. How could you live a life where you have distanced yourself from Allah and His Prophet? How could you be a secular Muslim, where Islam doesn't matter to you in how you behave, how you marry, how you divide your wealth, how you earn it? How could you be that? How can religion not have an influence on politics? And you see it on one hand, influencing what they're doing, but it's haram for you to believe that. You become a criminal if you believe it, but it's okay for them to do it. You have to understand that Allah Azza wa Jalla had given us the keys to success, and that He subhanahu wa ta'ala will champion us if we champion Him. And that He subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only testing the people of Gaza at the moment, and it's a great test. It's a great test. But He's testing us as well, because for the first time in a very long time, we could see all of it. Most of it. We could see their tears. We can hear their screams. We can see what is happening to their children every single day, right? Other conflicts, they were hidden from us. But this as a test, if you follow it, you could see every single day children screaming and being killed, every day. Then the next day, other screams and other children are being killed, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and mother after mother is crying after her child, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and it keeps repeating. You understand that this needs to stop, and they are not going to stop it for us. Right? And we're not going to stop it if we are slaves in our heads to other people. Take your directions from Allah Azza wa Jal, from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and think of your ummah as a single one body. It doesn't matter. These divisions don't matter. When you're going to stand before Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment, you're not going to be divided according to race and ethnicity and passport. You'll be divided according to your taqwa and what you did. And Allah had given you now time to do something. So our lives have to change. If we are slaves of the dunya, let's stop. And let's think about the akhirah. If we are slaves to our desires, our sins, let's say that these are as dangerous as the missiles that rain on us, our sins. Because that's what gives the enemy an access and power. Stop and ask Allah for forgiveness. If you're finding it hard to cope with all of this, because we don't have the power to do anything, hold on the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla and open it and start reading. Not a page or not two, not 10 pages or 20, but keep reading and keep reading. And then raise your hands after you finish and make a lengthy dua And then maybe you will feel empowered after that to do something. Rather than feel defeated, believe that there is a lot that you can do. And Allah Azza wa Jal will guide you to do it. In terms of da'wah, in terms of helping people around you, in terms of collecting money for them, in terms of strengthening the Muslim body so it's not as weak as it is today. So we need strength. We need strong men and women. And Allahu A'lam among us today, who among us will be that strong? Maybe not all of us. Maybe not most of us. Maybe not half of us. But maybe some of us will hear this and similar calls. And they'll say to themselves, it's upon me to change everything around. I will be the one who will initiate that change. So from now on, this and that haram stop. These channels and these movies and these songs, they stop. A trivial life with gaming and going out with friends and wasting time, that's going to stop. You can have halal fun, but I'm saying that when that is your main concern, that stops. And now I'm going to be thinking about what to do so that when I meet Allah Azza wa Jalla, I will say, you've given me a life and I used it. And I used it for this and this and this. And I helped them. And I spread Islam. And I followed Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And I did my best. And I did not waste it. That is what we want to say to Allah Azza wa Jalla. That is what we owe ourselves and what we owe our brothers and sisters. So we ask Allah, Rabbal Alameen, Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we ask you that you send immediate relief to the people of Gaza, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, that you see that they are suffering. Ya Allah, you know the extent of their suffering more than we do. And you are the only one who can help because we are helpless, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So we ask you, by all your names and attributes, by the fact that you are the most merciful, Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, send your mercy upon the people of Gaza, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, protect them from their enemy. Ya Allah, protect them from their enemy. Ya Allah, protect them from their enemy. Ya Allah, reverse the aggression of the aggressors and turn it against them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, split their ranks. Ya Allah, foil their plots. Ya Allah, protect us and protect them from their plots, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you that you give the people of Gaza food and water and medicine. Ya Allah, give them security from above and security from beneath and security from around them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, give them patience. Ya Allah, grant them patience. Ya Allah, grant them immense reward for the things that they are going through, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, help them and help them so that something like this does not repeat again, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We ask Ya Rabbal Alameen to give them patience. Accept the dead among them as shuhada. Accept the dead among them as shuhada. Take care of their widows. Take care of their many orphans, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Take care, Ya Rabbal Alameen, of their suffering. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, don't allow us to see many of these things happening in the next days, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you that you give us strength and you give them strength. Enable us, Ya Rabbal Alameen, to live better lives. Enable us to champion them. Ya Allah, help us to champion them so that we don't stand helpless and idle, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma ansur ahla ghazzata Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma ansurhum, Allahumma ansurhum, Allahumma ansurhum ala man adahum. اللهم رد كيد الكائدين في نحرهم رب العالمين اللهم رد بأس الظالمين في نحرهم رب العالمين اللهم أطعم أهل غزة ومن حولهم واسقهم اللهم اشفهم اللهم داوي مرضاهم اللهم اغفر لموتاهم اللهم تقبلهم شهداء عندك رب العالمين اللهم أعنا على نصرتهم اللهم أعنا على نصرتهم ولا تجعلنا ممن خذلهم اللهم أعنا على نصرتهم ولا تجعلنا ممن خذلهم رب العالمين اللهم فض بأس الكافرين اللهم فرق جمعهم اللهم فرق جمعهم اللهم فرق جمعهم اللهم انشر الخلاف فيما بينهم رب العالمين اللهم لا تعلي لهم راية ولا تبلغهم غاية يا رب العالمين اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم تكفل بأيتامهم وتكفل بأراملهم اللهم يا رب العالمين اغفر لهم ولنا يا أرحم الراحمين واغفر لسائر موتى المسلمين واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها صغيرها وكبيرها رب العالمين وادخلنا الجنة وعذنا من النار يا أرحم الراحمين وأقيم الصلاة.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala al-falah. Qad qamati as-salatu, qad qamati as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.